Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm chapter 69 and verse 9. My love for you has my heart on fire. My passion consumes me for your house. Nothing will turn me away, even though I endure all the insults of those who insult you. My dear brothers and sisters, hear it. The psalmist describes about, this is a prophecy for Jesus, the zeal of the house of the Lord consumes me. And the zeal of the house of the Lord consumed David's heart. And he always talked about going to the house of God. The questions are you passionate about God or merely passive? Notice the steps that led to Peter's denial of Jesus. Remember, Peter was very close to Jesus' heart, right? And Jesus said, on this rock will I build my church. But see what's happening. Step one, Satan has asked to sift each of you like wheat. But I have prayed for you, Peter, Simon, that your faith should not fail. So when you have repented and turned to me again, strengthen your brothers. This was Jesus' response to Peter in Luke chapter 22, 31 and 32. Jesus warns Peter that he is a target, but Peter does not believe him. Now see step two. They arrested Jesus and led him to the high priest's home, and Peter followed at a distance. Verse 54 of the same chapter. Peter was one of Christ's closest disciples, but you'll notice now he is following him at a distance. All right. Step number three. A servant girl said, this man was one of Jesus's followers, but Peter denied. Woman, he said, I don't even know him. He denied Christ in the same chapter, verse 55 to 57. Step four. That moment the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Suddenly, the Lord's words flashed through Peter's mind. Before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny three times that you even know me. And Peter left the courtyard weeping bitterly in verses 61 and 62. My dear brothers and sisters, here is how it works. First, you assume you won't fall. So you are unprepared for Satan's attack when it comes. Next, you allow the problems and pressures of life to make you forget that your first commitment must always be to the Lord. And finally, you end up spiritually defeated. You say, that will never happen to me. That's what Peter said. The reason Satan had desired to have you in verse 31 is because he knows when you become passionate about doing God's will, you will be unstoppable. So my dear brothers and sisters, never lose your passion for God. It is imperative. I've seen so many people who start exceedingly well, but they don't end up well. They're so passionate and zealous for the house of God. They'll do anything. They'll commit anything and everything. They'll made vows. But then they backtrack. Their vows are no longer for the Lord. They were offended. They were, you know, something happened. The enemy took over their hearts and their minds. And they stopped serving God. They stopped being passionate about the things of God. They became, you know, neutral for the things of God. That's what the devil desires, that neutrality. He wants to make you neutral in your serve unto God. My dear brothers and sisters, today's word is be encouraged, never lose your passion, be zealous for the house of God, and serve Him all the days of your life. Amen. The vows that you have made for Jesus, keep it up and never look back. Let's pray. Father, we want to say thank you for your goodness and mercy over our lives. We thank you. Today, I pray you will rekindle your zeal, your passion in our hearts and our mind, O Father. I pray that we will love you more than anybody else and anything else. I pray that our lives will never be the same. We'll be like Jesus. The zeal of the house of the Lord will consume us. I pray, Lord, that today we will be consumed about Christ and His kingdom, about His church, about His people, and Lord, and how to grow your kingdom. And Lord, that we love you dearly. Father, because Lord, you desire to build your church. You have said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Lord God Almighty, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses and running the errands for the day. Bless them, be with them and prosper them. I pray for the ones who are grappling with their health conditions. I speak healing into their bodies in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. And therefore, Lord, I thank you and I give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And don't forget that this week you will go to church, serve Jesus, honor the house of God, and I pray that the zeal of the house of the Lord will consume you this week and forevermore. Bye for now, and see you back on Monday.